I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
Is up, everybody. Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 156. Yes, that's right, 156. And today I got Bryant with me today.
Hey, miss me?
Yes. I missed you, sir. I missed you.
I'm talking to you,
huh? Yeah. Yeah, true. No, the audience didn't really miss you because they've been getting their fair share of the toys.
Yes. I've been
You've been knocking them out the motherfucking park.
Been quite active lately.
Yeah. That's good. You need to be active because, like, you have a bunch of shit that needs to be put out there.
There's more coming.
I know. I'm excited for all the shit that's coming out, dude. Very fucking excited, actually. Yeah, man. So what you been up to, man? I know you were out last week because you were taking a trip. So how'd the trip go, man?
Trip was good. Went to go see my father-in-law. We were up in Syracuse. And I'm kind of sick of beer.
Sick of beer? What?
At least, when you go to a bar up there, you order. So, when you get a pint down here, that's up there. That's a small.
Mm-hmm.
You have to actually decide if you want to drink a tall boy or a regular size pint. But I had so much beer that I'm like, I am good.
I'm hopped out.
Yeah, I'm a bit hopped out. Hashtag hop out.
Hashtag hop out. That's the name of the episode. Hashtag hop out.
But while I was there, of course I brought some action figures up. But I didn't really have.
I brought
a few up because I was gonna kind of like pose around some like Marvel vs. Capcom stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because I have the figure where it's like Street Fighter, Ryu and Akuma, and the Rebel Tech Gambit and the Mafex Spidey.
Nice.
And I barely posed around anything really. I mean, I had Gambit posed around for like a hot minute, and then the first day up, went to Target, and I scored the Deadpool with the Vespa.
Oh yes,
and the what you call it, and
the Resurrection one, because I know.
Resurrect, yeah, and
nice.
Like I told you off air, it's like I'm working on building out my X-Men shelf.
Yes,
you know, and
gonna be slowly, amazing.
Slowly bringing back my Marvel Legends collection. I'm gonna do a collection video when the time is right.
Yay! That's awesome, dude. I'm fucking excited, man.
Yeah, I'm slowly building the dark room.
Yes, if you build it, they shall come.
Yeah, which the apartment that has many, many faults. So about a month ago, we had, maybe a little less than a month ago, we had a drainage issue.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, like I shouldn't be seeing my cilantro in my bathtub.
That's not a good thing to see.
I don't do dishes in my tub.
Yeah, no, you don't want that, no.
And then the most recent one was last night. last night, or should I say very early this morning, coming back from the Ends game.
From the what game?
From the Ends game.
Ah, the Ends of games. Gotcha.
Come home, I'm half asleep. Because you figure out up all day, work, and then go to the movie. And I get home, and what do I see? But my bedroom ceiling is mostly, well, a good chunk of it fell down to the floor. And I'm like, why? And they're sending somebody out tomorrow to go repair it.
Holy shit, on a fucking Saturday?
Yeah. What's our super, which was not 24 hours, apparently.
Yeah, because of course they have lives too.
Yeah, but it's great because he lives in the building, and when I needed my drain fixed, his wife picked up the phone and was like, well, he's not working right now. Call the management company. But I'm like...
And they're going to wind up calling him anyway.
Right, but it's like, yeah, like, they're closed now.
Wow.
So you just have to deal with, you know.
Yeah. That's whack, dude.
Yeah, so it's like, wow, my phone. Damn. Someone loves me. My phone is buzzing like a
man. Yeah, for real, dude.
Yeah.
Like, buzz, bitch, buzz. Would you answer me, please? Buzz, motherfucker, buzz. Buzz, bitch. Answer your motherfucking phone. I'm sorry.
So, yeah. Long story short with that, the apartment's kind of falling apart, and we're already in the process of, like, well, we need to get out.
You trying to get out already?
Yeah, we're going to kind of just wait till our lease is up and then go from there.
So wouldn't it be a good idea to not bring all this shit back to that place?
Well,
mom's.
Well, I mean, just the one thing of Marvel Legends is here now. But yeah, I'm going to stop bringing things here if that's the case.
Yeah, that'd be pretty smart to do that. Like, don't bring all the shit if you're already like, yeah, this place is stupid. Why the fuck did we do this?
Yeah. Got kind of suckered into this apartment.
Were you really suckered into it? Or were you just like, oh yeah, this is kind of cool. Let's do this.
Well, I mean, not to air out everything, but basically, yeah, I was...
Gotcha.
Thing. I'll tell you later.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
But anyway, we're not here to talk about my apartment woes. We're here to talk about geek shit.
Sure, we could do that.
Not much big stuff came out in the world of geek, though.
No. This week's been kind of tame as far as like newsworthy shit. Because of course, you know, one of the biggest movies ever came out this week, and you know, they're like, fuck it. Why worry about anything else happening today or this week? So we're just like, we're just gonna worry about this one thing. And this one thing is what was it? Was it like an Avengers movie or something like that? Right?
I know, like, a lot of famous actors were all
was
part
it
of
like the- Was it like the one that Avengers meet up with like the Justice League or something and make it a good movie?
I just know what's happening. It's something where a bunch of actors that we all know have been together for numerous amount of years and they avenge something.
They avenge the fallen.
I don't know if it's true.
The Avengers have fallen, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we're if well, for those that don't know, what the fuck is your problem? But
they're under a rock if they don't know what came out. This week.
They're fucking dead if they don't know what the fuck has been happening. So Avengers Endgame came out this week. I of course have not watched it yet. because I haven't completely finished Captain Marvel, which I'm actually might be finishing after I watch this episode or listen to this episode. Or what the fuck am I saying? After I record this episode.
Right, you're not. Jesus
Christ.
Not happening yet. This is.
Yeah.
Happening now. When? Now.
No, yeah. Sorry. Present time. Present time. But yeah, Avengers Endgame came out, and I haven't watched it, like I was saying, but we have somebody here that has watched it. Mr. Bright Guy, what are your non-spoilerific thoughts on Endgame?
Non-spoilerific thoughts, because I'm not going to be that guy. Probably one of the greatest comic book films of all time. Marvel's not done.
So they know what they're doing in the long run.
They know what they're doing. And I was thinking about this before. So other people have contracts. You figure they sign a deal for so many movies, typically six, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We're probably, and this isn't spoiler, but Paul Rudd only has been in four films.
Okay.
Like, and it's not spoilery because he shows up in that teaser trailer from the Super Bowl.
Right, yeah.
It's non-spoilery. I'm not telling you how he shows up. But
of course.
Thinking about it before, Paul Rudd has only been in two of his own films. Ant-Man has showed up in Civil War, and then
yes,
this. So it's like,
right.
And you figure Captain Marvel has at least two more sequels.
At least.
Because she's young, she's new into the Marvel
thing. Right, which is something that we've also like spoken about on the show, like a lot of these characters are characters that are they're trying to build a whole, not necessarily a whole new universe, but they're trying to just build more characters outside of the character that we've had for like the last 11 years.
Right. I mean,
like we're kind of done with like, okay, yeah, we don't want to see any more Captain America shit or fucking like
right,
Iron Captain Man, so bring somebody else into this shit.
Right. This was the conclusion of phase one through four.
Right, yeah.
But it's like, I mean, I'm excited because we have Spider-Man coming out like in a month. Right. A month and a half.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Next month.
Because it like right, and I think it's like right end of June. Because it was supposed to be July 4th weekend, but apparently it got moved up.
Really?
Yeah.
That I was not aware of.
But, you know,
I don't know why nobody made this clear to me. I don't think I would have said okay for that shit.
You don't think it would have been okay for them to move it up?
No, it's fucking drop it when you drop it, dude.
Well, I mean, I almost feel like it's the plan from, like, the beginning when they're like, oh, it's going to come out this day, and, like, it moves up, like, a week early.
Yeah, they always do that shit, which is fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But let me see. Spider-Man Far From Home is in theaters July 5th.
But now they're saying that might be July 2nd.
Well, yeah, it's that weekend, so they'll probably give it a couple extra days or whatever.
Give it a couple extra days because 4th of July weekend, everybody's pretty much home. If they're not, you know.
Right.
4th of July, you have the barbecue, but then that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, that one looks pretty cool. But I really want to see Endgame. So, like, what were some of the things that, not like I said, not spoilerific, but what are some of the things that you could say, like, stood out the most out of this one?
The visuals.
Okay.
The effects team. The visuals were great. The effects team did a fantastic job. The Russos did that spectacular job to make you not be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't walk in Endgame going, oh, well, thank God Infinity War is over. Now I can be happy. No, keep the same monotone for the fact that, like, forget about the numerous amount of heroes that we lost. Think about the millions of people that were just snapped out of existence. Regular, everyday type.
Yeah, you are right.
You know, of course, oh, you know. The
Oh, wait, out of existence. Wait. Hold on.
What?
Have you gone on Google and typed in Thanos into the fucking search bar?
I have not yet.
Do that right now.
Going to do that right now.
And then you will get a little, like, the gauntlet or whatever, right? And you press the gauntlet. And you see what happens.
So type in Thanos. Okay, I got Thanos, fictional supervillain, and a gauntlet on my right.
Click the gauntlet.
It wipes away half of the stuff.
It's fucking insane.
Oh my god. Google was snapped away from existence.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
It's still taking shit. Oh. It was so cool.
Right?
Oh, again.
It's fucking dope, dude. It just goes up and down your screen. You're just like, what the fuck is happening?
That's insane. That's really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully, if by the time this comes out, you can still do that.
Yeah. Hopefully by Monday. I mean, maybe, because it's the movie's fresh.
Yes, it might still be going on for like a couple weeks. Because that's one of those novelties.
Yeah. All I know is that multiple characters in this movie stood out too. I'm not going to say who or how. Yeah, it's just a brilliant movie.
Okay. One question.
Sure.
Does anybody die? And you don't have to say who, but does anybody die?
I'm not going to say that either.
Oh, you bitch.
Yeah, I'm going to...
You're going to plead the fifth?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that.
God damn it. Motherfucker. Fine.
So as we were talking off air, Cobra Kai.
Yeah, so what's up with Cobra Kai? Tell me a little bit about Cobra Kai.
Alright, so Cobra Kai is one of those things I did not expect to like as much as I did.
Mm-hmm.
And the way... So Cobra Kai is the story of Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence as grown men 30 years after the All Valley.
Right.
So, this is a YouTube original. And what really made this thing cool is that they brought back Ralph Macchio and Billy Zabka, and they're heavily involved in it.
Of course, yeah, they're like the two main characters or whatever.
And Will Smith is involved in it too.
Really?
Because he bought the rights, I think. And remember, they had that sequel with his kid and Jackie Chan.
Right? Yeah.
So the story of Cobra Kai. So it's two seasons. Season two just dropped on the 24th. And they're 10 episodes each. They're varying times. They go anywhere from like 25 minutes to 45 minutes. Depending on what pivotal plot point, right?
Right, yeah.
So Johnny, down on his luck, functioning alcoholic. His kid wants nothing to do with him. His ex-wife, or just the mother of his kid.
His baby mama
is also an alcoholic, going out with guys every other night. leaving the kid to basically fend for himself. The kid's a troublemaker, as expected.
Of course. Why wouldn't he be?
Then look at Daniel LaRusso. He owns LaRusso Auto with him and his wife. And it's not Elizabeth Shue. They explained that they broke up after high school.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. But I think if season three does happen, something happens in season two where I think she's going to come back.
You think so?
I think so. Because they've already brought back the original actor who played Tommy.
Jason David Frank?
Ha! Not Tommy.
Oh, okay.
They brought back that actor.
Dude, speaking of Jason David Frank and, of course, the Power Rangers, Harley, my four-year-old, has gone through the first three seasons of Power Rangers.
On Netflix.
Nice. So that's like a good 150 fucking episodes of Power Rangers.
So she's already gotten to where Tommy's now the White Ranger?
She's gotten to the point that he has a White Ranger, and they've already replaced Kimberly. And Billy is still like the original Ranger.
I never even made it that far. She surpassed me.
So she saw the whole Green Ranger saga.
Okay.
Saw they started the whole ninja shit. And Lord Zedd and Rita got married, and Rito is in it now too.
You know, Lord Zedd. Well, I'm sorry. You know, Tommy was only supposed to be in it for the Green Ranger arc, and that was it.
Yeah.
And fans were like, "Who is this guy? We like him better than Jason."
Yeah.
And Tommy was born.
Yep.
So Cobra Kai, right? They brought back Tommy. They brought back the original actress who played Daniel LaRusso's mom.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Daniel has two kids. He has a fat little shit son that cares about karate. Like, he just cares about, like, gadgets, and, like, he's always on his Nintendo Switch.
Okay. Mm-hmm. By any chance, is his name Stu? Like, shit Stu?
Ha
ha. Oh, that'd be amazing if that's his name. Shit Stu.
And so, Johnny's living next door to the single mom with her kid and the grandmother. And Johnny realizes, so something happens in Johnny's life where he realizes, hey, the best time of my life is when I was Cobra Kai.
Uh-huh.
And so he decides to open up his own dojo. And he ends up, the only student he has is his neighbor's kid. And then slowly, you know, the kid recruits his high school buddies. And there's a lot to it. And then the way season one went down was just like, it was the return of Kreese. And then season two, it's like, it picked up right where season one left off. And then,
so this is more like, a reverse underdog, because in the original, like,
yes,
Daniel was the underdog, and now it's like, yeah, I'm the underdog now because you're an asshole.
Yeah, and they pretty much bring up, like, so Ralph Macchio reopens Miyagi-Do.
Oh, sweet, okay.
And there's a lot of homage to Pat Morita, who died in 05, but they made him, they made Miyagi die in 2011, so it's a little bit closer, like, he misses him so much.
Right, yeah.
But they brought back, like, old sets. They brought back the old banana car.
Oh, nice. Okay. Did they do the little clapping thing with the balls or whatever?
The what thing?
The little hand toy thing that you spin around.
Oh, yeah. So Daniel goes to teach Johnny's kid, because it was payback, because
Johnny really cared for the neighbor's kid, and the kid, his actual son, saw him give him a hug.
Right.
And he was like, you know what? I'm going to piss you off. I'm going to join your enemy. And so he goes to pick it up in the dojo, and Daniel's like, that toy saved my life. And it's cool. There's a lot of throwback. And there's even a reference in season two to when Daniel was Cobra Kai in season three. I'm sorry, movie three.
Okay.
Do you remember part three?
Parts of it.
Remember there was the dude with the ponytail?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's when Daniel left Miyagi and he went to go join Cobra Kai.
Nice.
So they, which I had forgotten too. I had to watch like videos and shit to remember. But yeah, season two just ended. Well, I just finished it today. I flew through it in like 2 days because it was just that good.
That's good though.
Yeah, and that's a great show. I mean, give it a shot. Especially
I've been having a shot because I've been kind of interested in it and kind of not. But the more I hear like good stuff about it, I'm like, okay, I guess I might give it a shot.
I mean, like, I haven't seen the Karate Kid films in probably 25, 30 years.
Last time I saw the Karate Kid, the first one was about 8 months ago, I think.
Okay, I should rewatch it because it was a great film.
Right, it's not a bad movie. Like something that I'm kind of like trying to teach the kids. Like, yo, these are the movies that you should watch that should fucking like shape you and make you like not much of a dick.
Right.
So mostly like a lot of 80s movies I've been introducing them to.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's been a fun show because now they get certain jokes and certain references and like, oh yeah, that's from this. I'm like, yes, thank you.
That's good.
Yeah,
they should get.
Yeah, they're slowly becoming molded childrens of awesome.
Nice. Yeah. An interview that I watched with Ralph Macchio and Jimmy Fallon.
Uh-huh.
After I finished season one, I was flipping through YouTube and I saw the interview and he was hyping season two and, you know, how like they're just really enjoying doing this and like, you know, they're happy that the fans are enjoying it. And then he's talking about a fight scene between him and Billy Zabka and how professional he is when he's trying to do the scene to keep that, like, the focusness of being Cobra Kai is always right, you know? Right. And he's like, it's so funny. He goes, Billy Zabka, he goes, Billy is one of my closest friends, and he's a sweetheart of a guy, but he basically played the dick of the 80s.
Of course. Yeah, he was, like, one of the biggest dicks of the 80s.
Yeah. But no, you should definitely watch it. It's the acting is just there, you know. Slightly slow build, but not really slow.
Uh-huh.
And I watched the first 5 episodes of season one last Friday night. No one had to get up early on Saturday. I just like was like fuck it, and I just binged.
Nice. See, okay, so you binged that, right?
Uh-huh.
I binged something else. I binged Umbrella Academy on the Netflix. And I must say, this was one of the most enjoyable comic book series that I've seen in a very long time.
What's it really about?
Okay, so what happens? Like 10, 15 years ago, well, even longer than that. So, at one point in time, these women, out of nowhere, get pregnant.
Okay.
And in getting pregnant, they have kids within hours of getting pregnant.
That's not how pregnancy works, but okay.
No, that is not how pregnancy works. So what happens is that this doctor dude, he's like, yo, I'm going to find all these kids, and I'm going to take them for myself.
Okay.
Case in point, the Umbrella Academy happens. So he kind of experiments on these kids. He kind of like, because of course he knows like all of them are special in some type of way.
Right.
Because of course, you know, like how are these kids, you know, forming themselves when they don't really have anything, you know? They come out of nowhere, like they just have straight out of nowhere. Yeah, like what the fuck is happening? Where are these kids from? They have to be some type of special.
Okay.
So you slowly start to see that, okay. So we get the kids or whatever, and then what happens is there's a time jump. It goes forward in time. And then there's, you know, back and forth a little bit, but for the most part it's in like regular time just before the apocalypse happens.
Interesting.
And we're trying to figure out what causes the apocalypse. And you start to see everybody's powers and why certain things are happening.
Okay.
And then shit twists. And then you're like, okay, what the fuck is going on? And then you notice something else happened. And then you're like, oh shit, no, it doesn't go that way. It goes somewhere else.
And how many seasons? Two?
One season so far.
That's it?
Yeah. It's one season with like 12 episodes.
Okay.
And it's fucking good, dude. Like, the writing is really good. The acting is really good. The special effects are dope as fuck, dude.
Now, are there any, like, familiar faces?
The only familiar face in it is Ellen Page. Yes, you might know other people in the show from other things, but okay. They are like hugely familiar faces.
Okay.
Oh, and Mary J. Blige is in it too.
No shit.
Yes, and she is a villain.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
She plays Cha-Cha. Yeah. It's fucking good, dude. It is a really good fucking show. Like, I really, really, really was like, oh my god, this is awesome. Because when you're watching a show about heroes, you're like, okay, will this go by like the archetype of a regular superhero show?
Right, or is it gonna go the other route?
This doesn't go that route. This, you're just like, okay, this is different. And it works.
That's good.
And it's not corny. It's really good. So out of all these kids, like, we have 7 kids that all are different, all have different powers. And
does each episode focus on a different kid? Like, are they all, like, all kids thrown into the show at one time?
They're all thrown at one time.
Okay, but it's
probably... But there are certain episodes that kind of focus on one character. There are like one or two episodes that focus on like one or two characters.
If you're glowing about it, then that's, they're doing it right, where it's not like, oh great, here we go.
Right, no, I'm not, by far they're not like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, let's do a one episode of this guy and one episode of that guy and one episode of that guy and then throw it all together. No.
And that's why I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. did poorly in the beginning.
Right, exactly.
Because S.H.I.E.L.D. was like, I mean, I'm glad I stuck through it, because like, it actually got really good.
I gotta catch up on S.H.I.E.L.D., you know? Because like, I'm like 2 seasons behind right now.
Oh, there's so much.
Like, I'm right before they went into space.
Okay, so then right before they went into... What was the last? I don't remember the last part of
that. Exactly, season. I don't remember. It was a long fucking time ago.
Yeah,
but I know that the last time I saw it, there were no talks of going into space. I think it was like right after the fucking what was it? I think the last one I saw was the whole
Did the Inhuman kid die? Like, sacrifice himself with Agent...
I believe so. I don't remember.
The one that was, like, part alien after, like, he had died on that other hive world or whatever?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, you're about a season and a half behind.
Yeah. It's even, like, really longer because there's a lot of shit that's been happening in that fucking show. And it's, like...
Yeah.
Every episode, every season is like two different huge storylines in there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Shield is to end after season 8, I think they said.
Really? Okay.
Or season 7. Like, I think this is 6 coming.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So yeah, after 7 it's gonna end.
Oh, that's interesting. That kinda sucks.
Yeah, but at least it's gonna get a way to close out.
Right, yeah.
Especially with how poorly the ratings did for the first 2 seasons.
Right.
Like, how it survived to get a season 2, I'm still amazed.
Yeah.
But it was, you know...
Again, speaking of shows that are finishing on their own terms, I got to finish, actually, literally, like, minutes before recording... I watched the final episode of Gotham. And I was thoroughly impressed in what they did with it.
The only thing I know about it, the only semi-spoiler I got, is that it's not Carmen Biancovda, whatever her name is, for Selina. They needed an older girl to play her.
Yes, they did. Because, of course, we all know, well, I guess kind of spoilery for you because you, well, spoilers for a bunch of people that haven't watched it so far. At the end of episode 11, Bruce is like, yo, I'm out. I can't be in Gotham anymore because it's just not a safe place for me. I need to go do my own thing.
I'm actually 2 episodes behind.
Okay. Well... You'll see that that's what he says or whatever. That's the only thing I'm gonna say. And he's like, "Yo, I'm out. I'm out of here. You know, you guys can figure your own shit. We'll see what happens." So this final episode takes place 10 years after that.
That's wild.
Yeah. So in 10 years after that, the Riddler has been imprisoned this entire time.
Okay. Oh, Joker. Penguin got fat.
Penguin got fat, and he actually looks like Penguin from the comics.
That's right. And Robin Lord Taylor, I'm going to miss him as Penguin.
Yes, absolutely. Like, I'm going to miss the fuck out of him.
And Corey Michael Smith as Nygma. Oh, my God. He was one of the greatest.
Fucking great.
And their chemistry together.
Yes.
Like, they feed off each other's lines before they even, like, see the line.
Dude, it's like they're best friends and shit.
I know. Well, at this point, you figure they are.
Yeah, yeah. But it's really fucking good. And then the new girl that plays Selina Kyle, she's actually really good as well.
Oh.
Selina Kyle, of course, she's doing her Catwoman thing now.
Right.
There's this one scene that... I'm not going to say anything about it. Never mind.
And Jim Gordon... Mustache.
Jim Gordon has the mustache.
I was excited to see Ben McKenzie put that up. I was like, oh.
Yes.
Now he really looks like Jim Gordon.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what I gotta say, then I know you're probably gonna be upset at me about it, but don't get used to it.
All right, so he's gonna shave it? Okay.
Yeah. you'll be sadly surprised that, like, after a little while he's like, yeah, I gotta take it off.
But you know, it's cool that they did their own take on Batman.
They did. Another thing that happens is you get to see a future version of Bruce.
Okay.
And that's all I'm gonna say about that.
And I'm gonna probably binge watch those 2 episodes tonight.
Yes, it's very worth it. It's very fun. It's very, 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 very well done.
I don't know if I want to because I might be. I'm still recovering from Endgame.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I had a bitch moment watching this episode.
When we see
the final reveal.
Because I know Batman is coming. They promised that.
Yeah, and it happens. And the funny thing is, like, it happens throughout the entire episode.
Okay.
Like, you get, like if you're looking at a comic book, like, if you're reading, like, fucking, like, let's say, like, the issues of, like, Gordon is, like, the main character or whatever, and you see, like, little glimpses of Batman as shit's happening.
Okay.
That's what's happening throughout this entire episode.
Now, I'm going to miss Alfred.
He's in it too.
And you know who his dad was, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I know. His dad,
doctor.
Yes, one of the doctors.
One of the doctors. In the original series.
Yes.
Speaking of Alfred, how do you feel about Pennyworth?
We spoke about this a couple weeks ago. I'm actually kind of excited for it.
There was a teaser release, which I didn't watch yet.
Yeah, yeah. We spoke about it a couple weeks ago. I think one of the weeks that you weren't here. Yes.
I'm like, I don't remember this.
Yeah, yeah. It was one of the weeks that you weren't here. Yeah, it looks interesting. It's pretty cool because the whole thing about the Pennyworth series or whatever is basically how Alfred became friends with the Waynes.
Right.
And how he became, they were like, oh yeah, you know, you're a cool ass dude, so come work with us.
Right. And I'm excited to, I hope in some way Sean Petrie is like involved in the.
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
It would be cool.
It would be cool, but you know, it's Hollywood, so they do whatever the fuck they want. Plus, it's a whole nother network. So,
speaking of shows that are going to come to a close, Gustavo Fring himself happened to mention that Better Call Saul is most likely to end after season 6.
You know, honestly, like, I haven't watched any of it. I've probably watched one episode of Better Call Saul, probably like 2 episodes, like the first 2 episodes, and I never got into it.
It's a slow start for sure, but it got really good. I'm about a season behind.
Okay.
But it's really, really good. It's definitely slower than Breaking Bad. But it's worth it.
Okay.
So I'm excited to see how they're going to close that off. And then, you know, we're getting the Breaking Bad TV movie.
Really? A TV movie?
Starring Jesse Pinkman himself.
Interesting. Okay.
Because if you remember, you've seen the full
Breaking Bad. The entire thing, yeah.
So, spoiler alert, it's been off air for like 5 years.
Jesus Christ, 5 years already?
Yeah. So, Breaking Bad ended where Walter saved Jesse, and there was a big shootout with the biker gang.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Paul's character, Jesse Pinkman, escapes and he drives off basically into the sunset crying and laughing because he can't believe that he's actually free.
Right, yeah.
So now we're getting a TV movie in which
it's like a what if episode or whatever.
No, it's going to continue. It's going to continue on where he went and what happened to Jesse Pinkman.
Really? Okay. So that should be like one of those other fucking sad movies and shit. Another bummer movie.
Which, I mean, it's more than likely going to happen where Walter White makes an appearance. Whether it be flashback, a dream sequence.
Oh, absolutely.
He's not really dead. I mean, you know the theories.
Fucking hilarious, though.
I know.
No, I'm not excited for that. I don't want to see it. Like, leave good enough as is.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's not Vince Gilligan.
No, I know it is, but like, leave good enough as is. Like, it's had its toll. Don't continue to fucking try to make shit even more interesting, or just like stop making it a cash grab.
Yeah,
because like, we've seen all that we can think of out of this series. The fact that it ended the way it ended, you're just like, okay, yeah, that's a good way to end it, and I'm good. I'm satisfied.
Right.
I was completely satisfied, and I was like, okay, yeah, I don't need any more of this.
It's like we all knew Walter was going to die.
Right.
It was basically scripted that way from the start when he was dying of lung cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, it was either going to be the cancer or something in the route that he went that was going to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I'm, like I said, I'm not very excited for that. Yeah, I guess I also gotta catch up on Better Call Saul too. So
it's especially because Better Call Saul was that like, what happened to him? You know, like it started out with him, you know, working at Dairy Queen or whatever it was, and he's like, you know, he goes home and she like pulls a box of memories that he shouldn't have out of his closet. You know, and like, so Better Call Saul is his memories. And I think that was a brilliant way to do it. Like, okay, it's like, this is the life that he had before he ever met Walter White. And that's what made Better Call Saul that good.
That's very interesting. So now I kind of want to watch it. I was kind of on the fence about it before, but now I kind of want to watch it now.
It's a very slow build, but, you know, it's not like Breaking Bad where that first episode, you're like, wait, why is he in his underwear in the desert with a gun?
Right, oh, let me exactly.
The whole episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I don't want to see any more of it.
AMC's doing their, like, they're going to jump on the movie train because you've also got the Rick Grimes movies coming out.
Why?
Because cash grab.
Yes, man. Come on, you guys. Fucking with their cash grabs. Just fucking... Just like and here. Ugh.
Apparently Andrew Lincoln regrets leaving the show.
Of course he does, because he's like, fuck, now I don't got all this fucking zombie pussy in my pocket.
Right? Well, you know, Michonne's leaving after season 10.
Well, duh.
And she's making that Marvel money.
We can't have that many black people on the show, right?
Right? But no, I mean, she's straight up making Marvel money.
That's good.
I know, because you figure there's going to be multiple more Black Panther films.
Yeah.
Right, he's only been in what, 3 movies? Two movies?
4?
No, Black Panther's not been in 4.
He was in, of course, Black Panther. He was in Civil War.
Black Panther first solo, Infinity War.
And Endgame. 4 movies.
Okay, so you at least have 2 more Black Panther films coming out.
Yeah.
So you know the character of Okoye is going to be around for a while, and now that Disney owns Fox, I wouldn't be too surprised if eventually we got, whether it be it could be the 3rd and final movie for all I care. Just have Doctor Doom try to get vibranium from Wakanda. You know, like finally give us something that we want.
Yeah.
A good
a really good Doctor Doom.
Oh, that would be amazing. You know? Or just like a Doctor Doom movie by itself.
I can see that.
This is a standalone Doctor Doom movie. I can definitely fucking see that. Just seeing, just kind of like seeing like the origins of Doctor Doom and how he became what he became. And
right, like here, like this is what made Victor Von Doom maniacal and creepy and sinister. And
yeah, yeah. Oh, and speaking of maniacal and sinister, I finally got to see the trailer for Brightburn. Have you seen the trailer for that?
No.
So Brightburn is it's kind of like the Superman story that we've had forever.
Huh.
But instead of it being a regular Superman story, it's a Superman story with, of course, a twist. And that twist is that Superman becomes a fucking dick.
Really?
Yes.
I don't
know. It's essentially a horror movie.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
So the kid is technically like Clark Kent or whatever. You call him Clark Kent or whatever. He's bullied and shit, and his parents are like, "Oh no, you gotta be nice, you gotta be cool or whatever." And this kid is like, "Fuck you, these people are dicks to me, so I'm gonna fucking kill them, and I'm gonna kill them all."
Huh.
Yeah.
Live action or animated?
Live action.
Ooh.
You should watch the trailer for this.
I will watch that tonight.
Actually, I think I'm gonna watch the trailer for that now. We can watch it together.
Let me go on YouTube.
Yes.
Gotta say, I love having an iPad.
Yeah.
But I did myself a favor, and I bought myself a Logitech keyboard for it.
Ah, oh, look at that. Look at that.
One of my other goodies that I bought while up in Syracuse.
Okay, I'm gonna send you the trailer for it right now. I'm
gonna type on this, but okay. Everybody's probably listening to us going, why are they talking like this?
Well, I kind of did it last episode too. I played fucking something on the episode that I thought was fucking cool.
Oh, you sent it to me on my phone. I thought you were sending it to me on the chat.
Oh, I'm sorry. So
let's see this.
Let's see the trailer for Brightburn. Hold on.
Okay, let's watch the new trailer. Very Smallville.
Uh-huh.
Oh, James Gunn.
Even know who his real mother is. What the fuck, dude?
That guy.
Uh huh.
From The Office.
Yeah.
Ooh, Kryptonian.
This shit looks fucking cool. This scene right here is one of the scenes that I was like, holy shit, I have to see this fucking movie.
Ooh.
There are believed to be no survivors among the 268 passengers on board.
He's just eating a snack.
Uh-huh.
No.
That guy. Speaking of Breaking Bad.
Uh-huh.
you good, Mom. I do.
Yo.
Right?
I need to see this.
Right? Right?
I didn't even hear that before. Damn. Holy fucking fuck.
Yeah. It's a super villain movie.
Yeah. Like it's like Zod.
Yeah. It's like Red Sun.
Yes.
It's like what you would think the Red Sun was or whatever, but he basically has the whole same storyline as fucking Superman, but they're like, yo, where the fuck are you coming from? And why the fuck are you here?
Right.
And he's like, fuck you. I just want to be a fucking kid. But you guys are all being assholes to me. So fuck all y'all bitches. Yeah. I love it. I want to see this.
I need to see that.
Yeah.
So, in other toy news, I'm looking at my Marvel, Mezco Thor Ragnarok right now.
Ah, yes.
Probably, he's going to be on the list of top 10 this year. But,
okay.
Marvel Legends is releasing a 2-pack coming out.
Tupac?
Yes, they're releasing a Tupac.
What?
First
the hologram, now this?
They're releasing the 2-pack of the Grandmaster.
Okay.
With Korg.
Really?
We're getting a Legends Korg. I need him.
Nice.
Honestly, that was like the best side character in Thor Ragnarok.
Well, absolutely.
You know, he's just I always like Megan and I always joke around. We like when he's after the Loki ghost. Like disappears. He's freaking gone. Well, no. First, of course, piss off, ghost.
Yeah, it's fucking good, dude.
Oh, so one last thing for me. So one of my closest friends, my friend Russ, YouTuber Chart of His Prime.
Didn't he go to like the premiere or some shit?
Yeah, he got invited out to the LA World premiere of Endgame.
Fucking bitch.
So via Comic Cave Studios, so that's pretty rad. He got pictures and video with certain actors. And I was watching his YouTube video before where he got to meet the director of Ragnarok. And he asked if he could, like, say something to him in the Korg voice. And so he basically said, oh, something about, like, the Endgame world premiere, nice to meet you. But he said it in Korg.
Nice.
And I was like, wow. But then the real kicker, I had to text him after this personally. So Frank Grillo, who played Crossbones, was out there. And Frank Grillo yells across the carpet, hey, Shard of His Prime is here. And my friend's awesome. Like, oh. Yeah, he's like, how does he know? And so he walks over with his kid. And he's like, yeah. He's like, my son's a big fan of your channel.
Aw.
I know. I was like, fuck yeah. You know, that's awesome.
That's so, pretty adorkable.
Yeah, it was, you know, he, from what I know, he had a blast doing it, you know, and then it went to the after party. He got his Instagram, like, picture with, like, Kevin Pollak and, like, Kevin Feige, Kevin Smith, all the Kevins.
Oh, that's awesome. See, I kind of knew the dude, knew of the dude, didn't know him because, of course, like, I don't really, you know. No, yeah. Like that, but I'm kind of like, okay, cool. That kind of makes sense, because like, yeah. Like, I, because of course the our Inner City Geeks Instagram, we follow him on there. So like yeah. shit popped up a couple times, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like I saw he was there, but like that's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah. So like, you know, like I was like, wow, that's insane, especially because like he's about to be a daddy again. So.
Aww.
Yeah, she's due any day.
And his him and his purple hair.
Yeah, it was red this time.
Oh yeah, excuse me, sorry.
Red hair, purple carpet.
Yeah, but
that came out wrong.
Yeah, yeah, just a little bit. they don't match the drapes, huh?
No.
Ugh! Yuck!
Oh,
yeah, you're all hopped out then, huh? Yeah, yeah.
Oh man,
call back.
Definitely go see Endgame.
Yes, I'm planning on going to see Endgame. I'm actually gonna go finish watching Captain Marvel.
Yeah, we're gonna watch that probably on the weekend. Find it on the Fire Stick.
Yeah, that's. I have it on my phone right now. It's okay. It's okay. Marvel has like $1 billion right now, so they'll be fine.
Yeah, they're not hurting.
Yeah, no, they're not hurting at all.
We were going to watch it tonight, but this timing between like by the time I got home, made dinner, and yeah. like do the show. And
then putting together all the IKEA furniture and shit.
Yeah, that's done. For this week.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we're gonna watch it. I've heard mixed reviews on it, but I want to see
on Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
it's pretty good so far. Like I said, I've only watched about half of it or so. It's not bad.
From what I've seen in trailers, like Brie Larson seems like pretty okay.
She does. She's good. She is actually pretty good as Captain Marvel.
You know. My friend John said the best way he likes Captain Marvel is in a coma.
Wow.
Yeah. Aside from that, speaking of Captain Marvels, I really want to see Shazam.
I kind of want to see that too.
Because you know what? I'm not a fan of the Snyderverse, but I do like DC.
The Spider? Why aren't you a fan of the Spider-Verse?
I said the Snyderverse.
Oh, the Snyderverse.
No, the Spider-Verse was excellent, and I can't wait to watch it again.
Okay.
And good. I honestly, I read somewhere that, or watched a thing where they talked about Spider-Verse 2.
What about it?
Something about where Catherine Hahn is supposedly going to be Octavius in another movie.
Interesting. Okay.
So it would be cool if they did another one.
Octavia,
right. But, I mean, she was a badass.
Fuck yeah. Oh, and, did you? I guess we could talk about that now. It's something that's kind of sort of geek news or whatever. Something that actually, like, I kind of read up last week or so.
Okay.
But supposedly they're working on a Spider-Pig script.
So like a 100% John Mulaney film?
Probably. I don't know if it's going to be like a whole script or a whole show or a movie or what exactly it's going to be, but supposedly that's what I heard. That's what I read, because
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I would not be. I would not be upset about it.
No.
Because it kind of makes sense. It kind of falls into place with that.
Yeah, because right, wasn't there like a short?
Yes, maybe? There was a short. There was a short for Spider-Pig or whatever.
I need to watch that.
Yes, that is pretty sure you can procure that on well as well.
I'm almost positive I can.
Yes, that's because that's how I saw it. Actually, no, I think I saw it on YouTube.
Oh, then that's even easier for me.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Yes, so you can check that shit out. Yes, I guess we could pretty much call it quits for the rest of the episode. Been on here for about an hour or so.
And we could talk all night, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, duh. That's what we do.
It'd be a lot of editing.
No. Maybe. No, because I don't really do that much editing to the show, you know? I just do, you know.
He edits blindfold.
Huh?
He edits blindfolded.
For the most part, yeah. That sounds about right. Hey, I just try to make sure that it sounds all right, you know, that doesn't sound like shit, and you know.
That's how I am with the videos, man. It's like I'm so good at iMovie, even now on the iPad, that I'm like, okay.
That's awesome. See, that's a good thing.
It takes like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. What I'll usually do, like, of course, like I'll take out, put down the regular audio for the show or whatever. And then like I'll add the intro, which is nothing. It's like another 20 seconds or so. And then I'll add the outro, which is something that's, of course, one of those things that I absolutely adore doing for the show.
Well, you do a good job.
Oh, thank you. Because I like the musics and shit. So why the fuck not, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I guess that's pretty much wraps it up for this week. So make sure you guys go to innercitygeeks.com, where we have a whole bunch of shit. Sometimes, of course, we have this show. We have Brian's show, which is the Good Games. Look at that. Whoa, what the fuck is wrong with me? Yay Toys. Yes, Yay Toys Plus by our boy Brian over there.
And let me know if you want me to do a face-to-faces talking about the Ends game.
Yeah, we should actually possibly do that.
Maybe do the way I see a lot of videos are non-spoiler, and then they like, okay, disclaimer, spoiler, or we could do like a straight up non-spoiler and then do another one later on, spoiler.
Right. See, the thing is, yeah, like, of course, how long do we wait to do like a spoilerific episode, you know?
Right. I mean, Jeremy Johns already has a spoiler one up.
They've watched this shit fucking weeks already.
Yeah.
Actually, well, correction, they haven't watched it for weeks because they didn't start doing fucking like pressed for it until like this past week or so.
Right.
Because they were like, yeah, we don't want anybody saying shit about this movie until it's actually up.
It's it was a movie that is I'll feel better watching it the second time.
Fuck yeah.
That's how Infinity War was for me.
Right, yeah.
Infinity War I watched in theaters and I got home going, huh?
You're like, you know, what? Why? Like,
where is everybody?
Why the snappings?
Right. But then
why the snapping?
Then I walked into this movie going, okay, I'm ready, I think.
No, but yeah, so like I said, innercitygeeks.com for a bunch of shit. Of course, we have this show, Good Games, Yay Toys, also Manga Times, Anime World, and Comics Con Sabor on there. We also have the Inner City Geeks webcomic,
which most of those shows are all just on syndication.
Yeah, yeah, on syndication, reruns, that's all you get, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, we got all those. We also have the random articles and stuff that we've been posting. Charlie's posted a couple things. I have a couple things that I'm working on. And the
last article I really wrote was about Toy Fair.
Right, yeah, yeah. So, you know, random shits on there, like I said. Where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. So make sure you go check all that shit out. Also, if you're listening to the show, share it with people. Let them know, like, yo, this show is fucking dope. Listen to it. Yes. And as you are doing that, you make sure you let them know where they can find us. And you can find us, of course, you can find us on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Musics, and Spotify.
Which, Spotify, I think I specifically downloaded on the iPad just to have us on there.
Dude, Spotify is dope, dude. I've been finding a lot of fucking music on there that I'm like, holy shit, this shit is fucking great.
So that's awesome. For me, I've been using Google Play a lot.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, I also, I pay for Google Play because I have the YouTube Red account.
Uh-huh.
So if you have Google Play, guys, you can actually watch Cobra Kai.
Because right, yeah, because it's all linked together.
Yeah. But
and the cool thing with Hulu now, like if you have a Hulu subscription, you can get Spotify Premium for freezies.
Really?
Yes.
We have the Hulus.
Yeah. So look into that shit, dude.
Huh. Good to know.
Yeah, you can get a whole subscription of Spotify's for free.
Ooh.
And because the main reason I say that is because Spotify has a lot of shit on there.
Yeah.
A lot of fucking music. Dude, I have like 4 different curated playlists as far as like all the different type of shit that I listen to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's not even shit that I create. It's shit that Spotify creates for me.
Based off what you listen to.
Based off the stuff that I listen to. And so one of them is like a metalcore. Another one is like a hip-hop, like or like 90s hip-hop or whatever. The other one is like a deathcore, like deathcore, death metal.
And that's the thing. They don't give you bullshit songs, too.
No, they give you good shit. So it's really fucking good. And then you could also, like, if you don't have service somewhere, if, like, you're going international or something, you don't want to fucking wind up spending your data.
Right.
You can save all the shit to your phone. And you can do that. You can listen to it offline.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So Spotify Premium is also, like, a really cool service. So you can check that shit out. Not an ad for Spotify. Just saying.
Not yet, anyway.
Right, yeah, we're not sponsored by them, but they do play. They do have our show on their platform. So
we gotta say why we like them so much.
Yeah, yeah, Spotify is awesome. It's better than fucking iTunes. Fuck that shit. check us out on all those. You can find us on the social medias. You can find us on the Instagrams at InterCityGeeks, on the Facey Space at InterCityGeeks. On the Twitters at InterCityGeeks. Find us all on there. Brian, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me currently trying to figure out where all my Marvel Legends are going. you know, I have to keep it up. You could find me on social media, both Bri_2J and YayToys, plus on the Instagram,
yeah.
and Bri2J on Twitter. Of course, you could subscribe to me, like, share, subscribe, comment below, and all that good stuff.
Yeah. And
lots of stuff coming. There's the Deadpool Vespa video is coming soon.
Yes.
I recorded it yesterday. No. Yeah, yesterday before work, and then didn't have time to do anything with pics because I went to the movie and then came home.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm going to try to take pictures tonight, but if anything, it'll be up by
like Monday or Tuesday.
Monday would be the latest, I want to say.
Okay. No worries. Take your time.
And then Charles Xavier coming right after that.
Yes.
And I haven't bought anything new, so right now, those.
Baby steps.
Yeah, baby steps. But I know they're a little older already, but I'm most likely going to review the NECA Ninja Turtles.
Ooh.
Ones. I missed out on the Target ones, which are the animated 2-packs.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find them anywhere. But NECA's good at like restocking, so like I'm not worried.
Right.
And then I'm debating on re-reviewing an older figure. Mezco Flash from like
I remember that,
but the video quality on that I was never satisfied with because it came out
of really course bad. So now you have like all the YouTube's money to fucking do that shit.
That's yeah fine. Well, YouTube's money, I got like 10 cents. yeah, so like now I got the professional camera. I'm gonna probably redo that one because I was messing around with that figure semi-recently, like 2 weeks ago, whatever. And I was like, you know, I really enjoy this thing. And so that might be coming. I don't know yet.
Yeah. Yeah, so check all that shit out. Also on this innercitygeeks.com, I forgot to mention a little bit earlier, but we have links to a bunch of different places that you can check out. One of the places you can go to, you can go to Amazon, where you can get a whole month free of Amazon Prime if you click on that link. Yeah, Amazon Prime, of course, you can get a bunch of free shit on there. Well, not necessarily free shit, but free delivery on stuff. And also, like, you can fucking get shit in 2 days for free. And yeah, you get a bunch of that shit. You also, with Amazon Prime, you get Amazon Video, which is pretty awesome because they have a bunch of different shows on there. And you also get Amazon Music on there. And you get a bunch of fucking shit on Amazon Prime, which is fucking cool. So go check that shit out. Also, if you also click on that link, you could also shop on Amazon, and you can shop like whatever. Buy whatever you want, and whatever you buy, we get a kickback from it. So yeah, go check that shit out. Another thing that we have on the site, we also have a link to So Sick Clothing Company. They are an awesome, awesome, cool geek related company that, you know, makes shit for us. So they make t-shirts and hoodies and hats and all different types of apparel for the geek and gamer community. It's fucking dope, dude. They have some bunch of cool shit at a reasonably priced. And yeah, so you check that shit out. And once you're at checkout, go to or type in Inner City Geeks and you will get a 15% off of whatever you buy. So go there, check that. Another thing that you can do on innercitygeeks.com, you can find a place for some beard stuff. And you got Beard Octane. They are helping us out. So go check out Beard Octane for your bearded needs. Yeah, go check that shit out. They have a bunch of cool fucking beard oils and beard balms and beard scissors and combs and brushes and everything that can make your beard look all sexy and shit.
Which I haven't buzzed mine down in like 3 weeks, so probably keep it a while longer.
Yes, yes, do it, man. Do it. I personally have not cut mine for...
Since puberty.
No, not since puberty. I'm going to say I haven't actually cut my beard, other than trimming it here and there. I haven't cut my beard down since I pretty much came out here to Florida, so like about four, almost 5 years.
Wow, it's been that long?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so almost 5 years I haven't cut down my beard. And, yeah, I love it so far.
I haven't cut my hair since the week before I got married.
Oh, yeah, and one more thing that I can talk about for myself. Okay, so we'll go back to Beard Octane. Beard Octane, once you got some shit that you want to buy on there, enter offer code ICG10 for 10% off of your entire purchase on Beard Octane. So yes, go do that. And before as I go back, I digress a little bit. This past week, I got to interact with some dudes that are pretty awesome. Because, of course, this past week was also 420.
Yeah.
And as I was driving around, I found an event that was going on that was, you know, a big 420 event. And like a smoke shop or whatever.
Right.
And then I remembered that I follow a dude that was making some shirts for this place.
Okay.
Right. So, and this dude, his name is Javi, or Beard or Chinfro on the Instagrams.
Okay.
And I went there and I was like, yo, I'm showing my support. You know, you're an awesome dude. You got some awesome shirts. You got a bunch of different, like weed related shirts or whatever. Cool shit. So I go there. We kind of kick it or whatever for a little bit. And then, he's also part of this organization. I guess you can call organization or a group of dudes, of bearded dudes called the Bearded Villains.
Nice.
Yes. And as we spoke or whatever, he was, I kind of brought it to his attention, like, yeah, I'm kind of interested in this or whatever. And he was like, yo, cool. So I am also now a Bearded Villain hopeful. So, ooh. Yeah, so that's happening. Yeah, so.
Don't shit.
Yeah, it's cool shit. It's cool shit that's happening. Yeah, so like I said, go back to innercitygeeks.com. Check all the shit that we got on there. Check out all the sites, all the socials, and all the shopping stuff that you want to do on there. And that pretty much wraps it up. Yeah, that's just a lot of fucking talking. Yeah.
We're gonna wrap it up. Oh, there's more.
Right, exactly. It's just more and more and more and more and more and more. And one last thing, I guess, before, okay, Brian, say bye, Brian.
No, it's cool. There's one more thing.
Yeah, one more thing. Okay. No, go. Say bye.
Oh, I thought you had one more thing.
Oh, I have one more thing, but after you say bye.
Okay, well, goodbyes, guys, but I'm going to listen to Steve's one more thing.
Yes, one more thing. Before we leave, like we always say, I always have a bunch of shit to do as far as music-wise. Mm-hmm. So, one of my favorite bands of all time, other than Hatebreed, Trivium. They just put out a cover of one of my favorite songs from one of my this band that they're very dark, but they had a very light side as well. And one of the songs that they covered is Typo Negative's I Don't Want to Be Me. I fucking love that song. And Matt Heavey's voice on that song is fucking amazing.
That's awesome.
So, yes. So check out Trivium's version of I Don't Want to Be Me after I say goodbye. So don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
I don't want to be me. I don't want to be me anymore.